Hey, Michael Steele podcast listeners, you're listening to Make Mine a Double, a little segment I've put together where I can share just a bit more of what I really think about today's news and political crazy. So sit back, relax, and join me for a few sips of sanity and make mine a double. So I'm outside. I'm trying to work on my tan, and that's going swimmingly, by the way. It's really coming in nicely for the summer. And my phone starts blowing up. I get this ping that says, Biden steps down. And I'm thinking immediately, he's resigned the presidency. And then I read, he's leaving the campaign. Wow. What a Sunday afternoon, folks. What an incredible turn of events. Now, you can say we saw it coming. You can say it was in the cards that the Democrats were playing and dealing out week after week as they were systematically and in many cases sort of slow rolling the jabs to the man's back. But it's here. And the campaign for the presidency on the side of the Democrats has changed profoundly. And now what does it mean? Well, a couple of things. One, Republicans really won't know how to run against Kamala Harris. They'll pretend they do, and they'll say some things that make you think they do. They don't. They're not ready for this. And Donald Trump especially isn't ready for it. And I suspect there won't be a Trump-Harris debate. Just put a little pin in that. Two, what you're seeing now happen with Kamala is what should have been happening. And to the extent it did, it got cracked and broken a little bit with Joe Biden. The establishment, the various interest groups, constituencies within the Democratic Party are coming out in endorsing, from Jim Clyburn, the Black Caucus, unions, the Hispanic Caucus, other members of the Democratic Party are making it known where they stand. That's good for her. It's good for her for a number of reasons. One, it creates early momentum that she's going to need because she's now got to consolidate not just the base, but the donors and the establishment around her to clean up the crap that's been left on aisle 9, 10, 15, and 20 by the Democrats in going after Joe Biden. She's now got to clean all that up so that she can roll into the convention, working within the rules and the process of the Democratic Party to secure the nomination, likely on the second ballot. I'm not that familiar with the Democratic rules, but I think the delegates are pledged on the first vote. So that's going to be, even though Joe Biden is not on the ballot, but unless there's some kind of quirk in the rules that I'm not familiar with, he will at least get something out of that first round. But I don't know how that plays out. But however it plays out, Kamala will not see, I think, any opposition to her. So a lot of the ugliness that could have potentially been both the under and overtones of this Democratic convention, she now has the ability to negate a lot of that and to put in place a narrative that will help her and whomever she selects as a VP to be nominated and create the kind of energy they're going to need on the back end to go into the battle in September. Historic moment, folks. And I think it serves the country well. Now, in a ironic twist of fate, Donald Trump is too old to run for the presidency. 78, can barely string a sentence together. He likes to talk about sharks and electric batteries. And he has this fascination with Hannibal Lecter. Don't quite know what that is. Psychiatrists maybe should look into that. I don't know. But clearly right now, the age issue has gone away for the Democrats and has fallen squarely on the lap of the Republicans. How they intend to talk about that will be fascinating, but we'll see. The other thing that's going to be interesting to watch is the vice presidential choice. You've got some folks out there talking about, a Harris-Whitmer ticket. I think in another universe, that would lend itself to some excitement. I just don't know. I think the country still will have to wrap its head around electing a woman president, let alone a woman and another woman vice president. But we'll see. And this is an upside down year, and maybe in looking at this election and the way Kamala prosecutes the case, there may be some attraction there for the American people. I think there's still too much misogyny in our electorate for that to happen. But I'm not against it, and I think it would be fascinating to watch. But I think in the end, you will see, or she should look at a general or an admiral. I like Admiral McRaven. Certainly, Governor of Kentucky, Beshear, would be a very interesting pick. But I think the one that I'm kind of really falling in like with is Senator Mark Kelly. I know his wife, Gabby. I know Mark. Gabby and I are Rodell Fellows together. She's an incredible woman, having survived the attack of a gunman. They bring a lot to the conversation. And I think Senator Kelly, being a former astronaut, someone who served in the Senate, someone who understands the needs at the state level, I think would be an interesting choice. So there's a lot here. There's a lot of speculation that's going to be happening, a lot of people talking. But right now, folks, if you don't have an adult beverage that you like, you better find one quick, because you're going to be needing it over the next 4 months, 3 months, as this campaign unfolds. So grab that popcorn, grab that adult beverage. And while I often say make mine a double because it's too painful to watch, this time I'm saying make mine a double because there's something good out here to celebrate. We're going to have a fun campaign, and I'm ready for it.